Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So, Jesus is the Lord of unbelievers, the harvest, the lost. The word Lord there is talking about owner. He owns unbelievers. Because by his singular work on the cross, by the blood, he paid the price for them. So now he is their Lord, he is their owner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's important for you to understand the principle of God's sovereign will. That God has plans for them and they are being born again. Preordained. He has it. He has planned it out for them. So it's important for you to understand God's work in Christ. In getting unbelievers to be born again. Hallelujah. Now, the third principle I want to talk to you about in moving the kingdom of God to other people, in getting Jesus and his rule to the lives of other people, we need to bear in mind the principle of prayer. It is in verse 2. The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest. Pray the owner of the harvest. The one who has bought them with a price and has made them his sheep. Pray. So right there, Jesus Christ establishes the principle of prayer. In sending the kingdom of God out to other people, it's important for you to bear in mind the principle of prayer. You cannot do it without prayer. But more specifically, look at the scripture. He says, I pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest. In other words, to get more people to labor, for people to be born again. Can we all say more laborers?
More laborers.
Say more laborers.
More laborers.
Say more laborers.
More laborers.
Do you know what it means to labor?
Now,
the imagery is that of a woman trying to bring forth. Ladies and gentlemen, in sending the kingdom out to people, we must learn to labor and travail to bring forth to these people. That's why prayer is important. But I was telling you that more specifically, this prayer over here specifically is a labor recruiting prayer. I want the body of Christ everywhere to hear me out very clearly. Because God or Jesus asks us to pray for laborers to come. And when we pray, that is where we will get more people getting unbelievers born again.
Now, when I say,
What I'm saying to you is that the prayer that you are praying should be a prayer that is asking for laborers. You understand that? The question I want to ask you is, how do you get people to be committed to bringing unbelievers to Christ? How do you do that? It is by praying that they will come, that unbelievers will be committed to getting unbelievers born again. It is not by what we are hearing on everywhere. Do you know what I hear everywhere? Do you know what I hear everywhere? I'm sure you hear a similar thing. You hear people appealing to believers. They are appealing to them, let's preach salvation. Forget about all this prosperity and all these kind of things. Preach salvation. Have you heard that before? How can you say a thing like that? Abba! Because Jesus, as far as getting people saved, he is not thinking about our appealing to believers. He is thinking about us appealing to God. Have you seen that? If you have been a Christian for some time, have you seen that that thing doesn't really work? For people to... Have you seen that? The continuous telling people, we must be concerned about the lost souls. Listen carefully. Believers everywhere, listen carefully. Have you heard... You must be concerned for lost souls, that these days we have lost our fire. All that we are thinking about is this and this and this and that. Have you seen that those kind of appeals that come over the years, and I've been a Christian for a long time, that kind of appeal doesn't really work. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like the more you appeal to people that the disciples of old, they sacrificed, as for us, we are not doing, the more we do that, the more the people don't respond. Because that is not the kingdom way. When I hear these things on the airwaves coming from preachers and from men of God and all that, ordaining people and all that, what I ask myself is that, how many of us are really doing what Jesus said we should do as far as getting people born again is concerned? I must say, I used to do that. But when my eyes were open to the kingdom principles, I got to know that this thing, you see, a human being cannot do it. You have to send the Lord of the harvest a request. That Lord, you yourself get your people interested in other people getting born again.
Yeah.
Because only God can do that. I said only God can do that. Ladies and gentlemen, instead of using all of our time talking and appealing to believers, please let us go down on our knees and use the time praying to the Lord of the harvest, the owner of the harvest, that send your people, you touch your people, so that they will be more interested in getting souls born again than what they are doing now. Pastor, are you saying that if we appeal to believers, that we should look at the example of the old time saints, that they gave themselves, and so we should also do the same thing? If you say that, you have sinned. No. Are you saying that we shouldn't say that at all? No, that is not what I'm saying. I am saying that we must look at what Jesus Christ said is the solution to few laborers in the harvest. The solution is to pray to the Lord of the harvest and stop criticizing God's people too much and painting a picture to unbelievers watching our dirty linen in public, to unbelievers that believers are not doing whatever they should do. That is not it. Let's do it Jesus's way. Hallelujah. The kingdom way is what I'm talking to you about. How many principles do you have? You have three. The principle of double impact, the principle of God's sovereign will, and then the principle of labor recruiting prayers. Remember, Jesus didn't say, for example, that pray that there will be one person with a great anointing, greater anointing. No, he didn't say that. He said that let there be more laborers, more laborers, more laborers. And that is why we have to appeal to the Lord of the harvest. The next principle that you need to bear in mind in moving the kingdom to other people, the kingdom, talking about the King Jesus and his dominion or his rule into people, is the principle of seeing that you are sent in your normal everyday life. The principle of seeing that you are sent, even as you go through your normal everyday life. We can find that in verse 3a. Jesus said, go your way. Please underline, go your way. He is talking to the ordinary believer who is in the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is talking to the ordinary person who is born again. He is not a full-timer. Says that, go your way. Behold, I send you. Can you imagine that? He tells them, go your way. But see the fact that I have sent you. It is important for us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that you can send the kingdom of God to wherever place you find yourself. With whoever you find yourself with. That is why he said, go your way. As you do your everyday, your own way, your everyday life, you lead your normal life as a disciple. He says that, look, I send you. In other words, he's saying to us that as you go about your normal everyday activity, don't lose sight of the fact that you are sent to bring the kingdom of God to the place that you find yourself at.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
If you are a teacher, you find yourself in the classroom, please, you have gone your way. But remember, he says, behold, see, means that see the fact that although you are a teacher, I have sent you. Maybe you say, well, Jesus posted me to this place. But he says that, look, don't lose sight of the fact that whatever place that you are in, the market, in the street, in your workplace, whether you are an astronaut or whatever thing that you do for a living, as you go, see the fact that I have sent you. I want to appeal to you. Jesus wants our process of getting people born again to be a lifestyle. To be a way of life. Not just an event that we organize and the rest we don't think about getting people born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if you make it an event, the unbelievers, they see trees, they look at them, they are acting it again. Eh? He forgot, when you are in the office, he is very moody. He doesn't teach us the work. He is very snobbish and all that. You know, because you lose sight of the fact that although you are a manager of that place, look, in the eyes of God, you are sent to get people born again, sent to bring King Jesus, the revelation of the King and his domain or his dominion to the place where you call it your way.
Wow. Now I say with T-shirt, prevailing well chapel. Now and in now. Now the who officer were in the set here. Who are we not also winning? One street now will be a. Obia come as someone who are to let you baby. Now on now what you have been a crusade, no banana was our car yet. Now I shall see us listen. I see an uniform was rotten yet. What? A theater. Now what? Never come, who said?
Never forget the kingdom. Never forget the king and his domain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is talking to the ordinary person. Says, go your way. But don't lose sight of this one thing. You may think that I took the car and I went to Takoradi. He says, no, I sent you. Next principle, very quickly, is the principle of care. The principle of care in or carefulness in relating with the world. The principle of carefulness in relating with the world. It's an important principle in sending the kingdom to others. Kingdom in motion. You can't forget this Jesus principle of being careful in the world. Because the world, if you are not careful, the world can devour you. That is where he said, I send you as lamps in the midst of wolves. The world is a place of wolves. Wolves, what they do is that they devour lambs. They devour them till they are just finished. Jesus says, I'm sending you. Remember that you are babes. You are lambs who are among wolves. Be careful that the wolves don't chew you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the world can devour believers. You can go out there into the world when we close church. And if you do not take care, the world system will make you lose focus that you are even sent. That you are even a Christian. The world can devour your mind so that you don't think like a Christian anymore. You think like one of them. You also behave like a wolf. Because you are surrounded by wolves. That is the way they do the thing. And they say that, hey, it's a survival of the fittest. This kind of behavior is God, and I've committed everything to God. You think you will survive. You must also go and devour the people. You wicked prayers and wicked things around. Hey!
Wolves,
ladies and gentlemen, your understanding can be so devoured by the religious world. The wolf is a religious world. It can be so devoured. Your kingdom understanding, your understanding about what Jesus Christ has said, it can be so devoured by all the religious people who have surrounded you.
Now, I'm sure here. And it will be a one Jesus.
They will say this kingdom message is not that relevant. Few people are living by it. Let me also think about myself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So be careful, I tell you. I said, take care. As you leave church today and you go to your neighborhood, those people who do not talk with you in your neighborhood, if you don't take care, their spirit will devour you. So that you behave also like them. You don't greet them and you bring it to church. There are people, you greet people, you say your face doesn't mean their face. Your life, listen, your life can be so devoured by the world that we don't see Christ inside your life. Christ is somewhere. So Jesus says, as you go your way, now one, don't forget, wherever you find yourself, don't forget, I have sent you there. Number two, be careful that the system surrounding you, the kind of Christianity and the kind of word surrounding you, the kind of understanding surrounding you, you hear it from the high and the noble. But you look at Jesus and Jesus says, I love your enemies. But from the high and the noble, it's a kind of different thing that they are saying. Be careful that you are not chewed because you are a lamp in the middle of wolves. Let me give you four things that will make you survive. And that will be okay. You have four principles in kingdom emotion. That should be okay for today. Jesus Christ said, the way that you are going to survive this world is found in verse 4. The first one is that don't carry money bag. In other words, don't go into the world to look for money. Listen carefully. Don't take a money bag into this world. Money bag is a bag that you keep the money that you earn. You put it inside. He says that, look, I don't want you to be chewed by this world though. And the way to go about it is, number one, don't send money bags into the world. In other words, don't go into the world to go and make money. Don't go with the mind that you are going to save. These are two different things for want of time. Don't go with the money bag. One, it means that don't go to the world, to unbelievers, to take money from them. It is not becoming for Christians to go to unbelievers to get them born again, and then afterwards we say that pay collection and we can use all the scriptures we have, that the scripture the gospel didn't just come to you like that. So pay something. From believers, yes, take money from believers. But from unbelievers, don't abuse your power in the gospel. Otherwise, you will hinder the gospel of Christ. The reason why Paul never was doing secular work, the reason he gave it to, he says, I don't want to hinder the gospel.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.